Today's show is brought to you by AppJobs. AppJobs is a site that has freelance work, but it's not the typical web design, web creation type of work or digital work. It's things like doing delivery, teaching, being a handy person, driving, cleaning, you know, blue collar kind of work that I know some of you do. Again, I'm going to have a link in the show notes to appjobs.com, and I hope you find it helpful. And now, let's get going. OBS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2056. I'm your host, Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Technically, this is not a job search show. It's about handling a situation where someone is vastly underpaid by their organization. Good scenario I describe here, and I give them a way to handle it. It does involve going out looking for a job, but not necessarily taking the job. Hope you find it helpful. Hope you give it a great review wherever you listen to the show. And I want to remind you, for those of you who are interviewing, take my class called The Ultimate Job Interview Framework. It is extremely good. It will help you stand out from your competition and will help you perform at a high level. Link is in the show notes. I hope you do sign up. It's also available as a book on Amazon and as a Kindle book as well. Now with that, let's get going. Great Resumes Fast is one service I've been referring people to for resumes for years. They're a terrific premium resume writing service. Great work fast. So if you need a new resume, use the link in the show notes. They will take good care of you. So again, Great Resumes Fast. That's who they are and that's what they do. I was listening to a Harvard Business Review podcast this morning where someone outlined the situation that they're in. I thought it's a good lesson for many of you. I'll start by saying the situation involves someone who's a good level performer. We don't know if they're a high level performer because, frankly, everyone describes themselves as a high achiever. So I don't know if that's true or not. Let's work with the assumption that they are. And they've gotten transferred yet again. His last organization that he was working in, and it's within the same firm, just to be clear, the last organization he was working in, he was promised a large increase by his boss that never came. Now he gets transferred to a new organization, new manager, you know, new responsibilities, more responsibilities, and he goes, hey, look, you know, I was promised a raise previously. Could you help me here? His new boss looks at him, does some review, comes back to him and says, you know, you are at the very bottom in this organization from a financial standpoint. Like, to get to the midpoint, we'd have to give you a $30,000 raise. Duh! So he's now in a situation where his boss then continues on by telling him, and we can't review salary for another 6 months. And the result winds up being, at that time, you're only going to get a modest raise. So he's left in a bind. What do you do? Now, HBR starts talking about, you need to find an advocate from your previous organization that collectively they and the new boss, and the new boss has no reason to advocate for him because after all, it hasn't worked for him at all. You know, they all get together, they advocate for a bigger raise. Who are you kidding? Nice story, but it sounds like an HR piece of crap because no one is going to turn around in an organization that institutionally constructs things that they won't review or remedy a situation like this. They're operating as a bureaucracy. So nice advice, HBR, but I'll just simply say the reality to this situation is you've either got to take it or leave it. Take it from the standpoint of put up with it and, you know, hold them hostage at some point. But the reality is, if you really want to stay, you're going to have to go. Huh? Yes, you're going to have to leave and get an offer at a more reasonable level for yourself, and then circle back to them for a counteroffer at the time of your departure. And say, look, I really don't want to go, but the reality is, you know you're underpaying me, and I know it's in your interest, but I'm not the wealthiest person in the country, you know? So my compensation is important to me. I need a job where I'm being treated fairly. And right now, I'm being undervalued dramatically. $30,000 to get to the midpoint. Now, I want to be clear, if you go to another organization, that can't be your story, you know, when you're interviewing. You have to talk about an organization and talk career stuff. But play for the counteroffer here, because your firm is going to do nothing until a gun is put to their head. Now, I want to be clear, there's sometimes an impact of doing that. And the impact can be you can be passed over at a later date. So that's the dance you can do. And it just allows you to, you know, advocate for yourself. And you may need to leave because they may not make the counter, because in their mind, you're worth that lower salary. So this is the way to play it out. And it is really, and not the HBR version of this, the practical way to do it. You look to leave, you get your offer at a higher level, you circle back to your employer when you give notice and say, hey, look, I'd prefer not going, but I also need to be compensated at a level that's fairer for me. Get a 20 grand raise from the next firm, circle back to your existing organization, and then from there, very simply, play for the counteroffer. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, I've got a lot that's in the show notes that will help you. Go there, take a look at some of the things I highlight. I know it can help you with your search. But I want you to do one thing for me, and that is put in your phone thebiggamehunter.us, Jeff Alpin, my name. And when you need help, when you need advice, when you have a question, come over to the website, go exploring in the blog, contact me for coaching or because you have a question, I'd love to help you. In the meantime, I hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great!